We are still in Luke's Gospel. This week it is chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Now, this, like other Gospels, are teaching about prayer by Jesus. Hear God's Word. Once when Jesus had been praying, one of his disciples came to him as he finished and said, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." Red Letter Edition, Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come soon. Give us our food day by day and forgive us our sin, just as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And don't let us yield to temptation." And then Jesus was telling them more about prayer, and then he went on to use this illustration. Red letters. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You would say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." He would call out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me, the door is locked for the night, and we are all in bed. I can't help you this time. But I'll tell you this, though he won't do it as a friend, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you what you want, so your reputation and his won't be damaged. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you'll be given what you ask for. Keep on looking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open. For everyone who asks, receive, and everyone who seeks, find, and the door is open to everyone who knocks. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. If your sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.